This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast. On Saturday at Netwatch Cullen Park, All Loughlin put their title on the line when they play Benacerrí Tidore Island in the Ladies Senior Football Championship final. I have with me here All Loughlin's Niamh Ford to preview the game. Niamh, good to see you. All things good, yeah?
All good, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. No, it's a pleasure. My pleasure. And I appreciate it. I know you're a busy person and you're taking a bit of time off for a chat. But look, we've got about 20 minutes and half an hour, depending on how it goes. Look, I'm just looking at your email there, neefordon@gmail.com. I presume ON is All Loughlin, is it?
Yeah, well, I was setting it up the same day one of my friends was doing it, and she did CW for Carlo. So yeah. I was like, well, I can't copy her. I'll do OL. But I actually get in fierce trouble now because it looks like a 0-1. And 0-1 was definitely the better choice. But so yeah. People got a bit confused. Yeah, it wasn't really the greatest choice, I don't think.
Yeah, funny enough, you should say that because I was having a problem with my internet some time ago. And I had to make a phone call to whoever it was at the time. And I had keyed in whatever the code was, the password. And when it came to it, she says 0-1. I said, no, she said 0. And that was the problem that was what the problem was. I was keeping the wrong password the whole time because of the 0 and the 1, or the 0 and the 0. Yeah, so look, it's something to watch out for anyway, but look, that's only here or there. Look, Seamus McLean there is doing his head in at the moment. There was a Camogie game over the weekend, and there's a football game tonight, isn't it?
So yeah, the under-16s are on tonight, yeah. I think, yeah.
So he's worried about injuries and that kind of stuff. Did you come out of any... You were playing Camogie at the weekend against St Mullins, was it?
St Mullins, yeah. In the semi.
How did that go for you? I know you won it. Any injury worries?
No, I don't think so. It's something that we've really been working on the last 2 years, is trying to get the balance between Camogie and football right. Like, I think we have 12 dual players. So, you know, we've been really trying to, you know, get our workload right. So we're all good. Touch wood. Hopefully we'll all be good for...
And another game tonight, there's probably one or two players who might be involved tonight who will be actually playing on Saturday.
Yeah, we have 4 girls now under 16 who are talking out tonight. So hopefully that goes well for them, and the 4 girls are all in one piece at the end.
Yeah. And will you get in there yourself?
Hopefully, yeah. I think we actually have Camogie training tonight, so I might have to go in afterwards. Yeah. The downfalls of being a dual player, I suppose.
Yeah, that game is what it's on. I think there's a B game on first and then the A final.
Yeah, I couldn't. I think is it 8:30? Maybe it's late enough, so hopefully we'll get in for the end of it.
I hope it's not that late. I hope it's not that late.
I don't quote me on that.
Look, keep an eye on it yourself there. Loughlin are going brilliantly. Look, you're reigning champions. Your 16s are a really good side, and I suppose that's where the feel is coming from as well. It's coming from further down the line as well, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. I suppose, like, I'm 24 now, but I'm definitely one of the older players on the team, which is a bit scary, I suppose. But yeah, we have a savage underage set up, the under-14s as well, won their final few last week and the week before. The 16s are obviously going really well, and the minors are going well as well. So we're so lucky that we have such a good system that's setting us up for the future, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been playing since 2017.
17 or 16, yeah. I can't remember off the top of my head, but definitely.
Before, but years go by so fast, don't they?
That's it, yeah. They go fast, yeah. Yeah, long time now. So I've been in a few finals, I suppose, since then.
You won a few
and lost a few.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think you were getting your hearts broken by Benacerrí Tidore Island for a few years. Were you on those teams?
I think I would have been at the very, very start. I know the first year I played, we got bet by St. Fortunes, who are now Fenna. We got bet by them in a semi. And then the next year, we lost to Tidore Island in a terrible, terrible weather. I remember Elaine Ware scored a goal, I think, from a penalty, one of the last kicks of the game. Elaine,
Yeah.
obviously a super footballer, and I just remember that as one of my earliest, I suppose, encounters
Yeah.
with
Not
Heritage
one
Ireland.
that you want to keep thinking about, but it does happen, doesn't it, these
No,
days? You,
it does. Yeah.
I think you sort of remember more about the games you lose and the games you win. I've heard people say that to me. I haven't won too many or lost too many, so I haven't a clue really. But for people like yourself,
Yeah, I suppose I like to think of the ones that I've won. I think if I looked back on all the matches I've lost, I'd go a bit mad. But
yeah.
I think, yeah, in moments like that, you know, as in when we conceded that goal, that's the kind of things that stick out in my head, I suppose, is moments for matches where you think, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that. That's what I would be looking back at, I think.
Yeah, I have to laugh too. Dermot Thomas's name keeps coming up on this podcast when we talk about ladies' football. But I remember she was captain of Ballycurry Tinnerisland, and I wasn't covering the game when I was walking by the ground, and I could hear her, and I recognised her voice straight away. And I could actually hear what she was saying, and she was encouraging O'Loughlin to keep going. Little did she know what was going to happen, that O'Loughlin would come and win 3 in a row and break their hearts for the following 3 years. But that's something I remember about them. About, you know, how the emergence of the two sides as rivals.
Yeah, I think that's a moment I definitely remember as well. Like sitting down on that grass and Netwatch Cullen Park, looking up at the other team winning a trophy is hard. Like, but Deirdre is just a legend of the game. Like, how can you not have huge respect for her? She's just been around for so long, and she's still as good as she ever was. But I
Absolutely.
think, yeah, like you said, the rivalry definitely probably started then. And in fairness to us and to BT, I think we've really made each other better in the last few years. I think the caliber of finals, like the football played, has definitely improved a lot since 17. I think we've
And
both got a
were you
lot
on
better as
that side
teams.
that started the 3 in a row and started your run through Leinster?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything stand to mind? Who was manager at the time?
So Barry Hayes and
Barry,
Derek
yes,
Marrow are both, yeah, we're
yeah.
both involved, and my own father Liam as well would have been involved since 16, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great run there. It's really definitely one of the highlights of my playing career so far.
Yeah, and that first win, can you remember much about it?
Yeah, that first one, I think we drew the first one and we went out to McGrath Park to play the replay, and I think we won quite comprehensively. But I just remember, yeah, I think relief, I think we felt,
Was it? Was
do you
it?
know
Yeah.
that we
Yeah.
had, yeah, that I suppose you put a lot of pressure on yourself, and to get that first win really meant a lot to us. And a bit of, I suppose it gives you a bit of belief as well that a lot of us, like in 17, I would have still been under 18. So I think to win a senior is, it's kind of more special, I suppose. Not that it's not a great achievement to win minors, but you know, to win the first one was really what set us off, I think.
Yeah, I always think there's something very special about County Final Sunday and the parishes for the clubs. At the moment, we're in a situation, you know, with the papers that the games are coming so thick and fast, we don't get a chance to do previews, and you're sort of just picking up small bits here and there. Now, there was a nice gap there between the for your semi-final and the final. I think you've had 2 weeks, have you?
Yeah, well, I suppose we have, but we've been playing Camogie, so we don't,
Absolutely.
do you know, it's week
Yeah.
on, week off. We any week we're not playing football, we're out in Camogie, which I know, I suppose they're talking about it in the men's as well, but it has its downfalls too. It means you're fairly busy, do you know, you don't really get a break.
Yeah. I got back then to the 3 in a row, wasn't it? 3 in a row.
Yeah, so
Was
18, 19, 20.
there any one of those that stood out for you even?
I think in 2019 is definitely one that stands out. We went behind, I think we were behind by maybe 6, 7 points at half time, and then we came out, and if I remember right, Lauren Dwyer scored a goal straight away, so we went 9 points down. And then in the end, I think we won by 8, so we had a bit of a comeback in the second half, and that's definitely one that I think I personally look back at as one of my favourites, definitely.
Yeah. If I remember rightly, that day it was in Netwatch Cullen Park. Anne Roach had a phenomenal game that day from the back.
Oh, yeah, super. Anne Roach is just always amazing. But that day, she was really, I'd say, one of the performances of her life so
I
far.
felt that she her performance that day, it just lifted everybody around her, and you just you're immense, as you pointed out to me there in the last few minutes. And then you had the run in Leinster. That was that year, wasn't
That the run in Leinster was 2018 when we won
it?
the junior, and then in 2019 we were entered into the junior competition and we went all the way to the final and we were disqualified then.
I
Yeah,
remember
for
that. And look, for anybody who doesn't know, this was a, I can't remember the full details, but she, as such, had done nothing wrong. It was guidance that you had got her. Can you remind me about that? Just put it on the
so
record.
when at the start of the year, my dad Liam, who was chairperson of the club, I'm pretty sure asked the organisers what competition we'd be in, and they had put us back into the junior, and we went all the way to the final. And the team that we bet in the semi-final put in a complaint that we should have been promoted up to the intermediate competition, and they were, as per the rule book, they were right, and so we were just totally disqualified from the competition. I remember that day that we were told we were disqualified. I got a red card playing football for a minute.
Go
So I had a
away, go
fairly bad
away.
day that day.
That was a
And
bad
then
day for you, yeah.
really bad day for me, yeah. So
What did you get
then,
the red card for? Sorry.
so I got the red card because I had the ball and I elbowed somebody in the face. Now it was rescinded, so I suppose that
Yeah.
means it shouldn't have been a red in the first place, but I was still sent off. And as far as I knew, I wasn't going to be playing any club football for the 14 days. I think you get a ban.
Okay, yeah.
So fairly traumatizing for me, I think, that 24 hours. But in the end, they did. Leinster let us play an intermediate semi-final against Naoimh Chiarán, who were eventual winners of the competition. So we were just glad that we finished that competition on the field, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a nice, it well, in fairness, it wasn't the perfect ending, but at least you got maybe a
That's
run,
it, yeah.
a chance to try yourselves out and see what the standard was like.
Yeah, and sure. Well, the next year after that, we got to an intermediate semi-final, so or an intermediate final, sorry. And that intermediate final was actually we were supposed to play in November on the Saturday, and then I think on Thursday we went into lockdown, so the match was postponed. We didn't play it until the following July, so we haven't really had the best luck, I think,
No,
in
I tell
Leinster.
you, the lockdown sort of, did change. Look, the fact that we're actually talking on Zoom now was probably one of the tributes to lockdowns and that kind of stuff. Where Zooms are a more, it's just we all do it nowadays.
I think so, yeah. I'm sure, I
Yeah.
suppose it's one good thing that's come from it is that it is quite
Yeah.
handy.
Yeah, although having said that, looking at the split season and seeing the men's footballers playing 6 weeks in a row, the Hurlers playing 6 weeks in a row, and trying to sandwich ladies' games, men's games, it's not a great legacy. And it literally came through the lockdown, didn't it? Really, it kind of people started thinking of.
Yeah, I suppose so. I think in Carlow, to be fair, we always would have done in women's, we always did camogie football, but definitely with the men's on top of it now, it is quite difficult. Like, we don't get to see as many matches as you would, and there is, like, you're for yourself, it's a lot of work in a short space of time.
Yeah, and but if you look at it as well, the women's game, the camogie, ladies football, there's a huge awareness out there now about the important, it's importance is the wrong word, but there's a huge awareness out about promoting ladies sport more than ever, and you're getting on with it now. I know there was a bit of criticism when the junior football final again on the same day as the hurling final. But what is the camogie people are trying to get their space in a tight calendar, and the footballers as well, and they're going to clash, and I don't see how that's ever going to change now at this stage, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, no, it's very unfortunate. It makes it very difficult to try and play both. And I suppose as a club, we would be one of the biggest clubs that play both, which does make it very difficult. But I have to say the men's club at home, Mauchline, are very good to us. They always have been, and so have Maybreed. So they're fairly good at promoting us as well, which is makes things a bit easier.
I had that question for the very end. Do you feed off each other? But I really feel that you do. Like, for example, when O'Loughlin were playing their last game of the championship, was at the quarterfinal last week, there was a huge amount of the girls, ladies footballers there, you know, from all ages. And I think that's reciprocated when you play as well.
No, it definitely is. We're so lucky that we have such a great community there in O'Loughlin. I suppose we all have brothers and sisters playing as well, you know, but the younger age groups as well are super. They're always out at all the matches. But we're really, really lucky, yeah. And it really, I suppose that's what you play football for, isn't it? It's to represent your community, and it just kind of gives you something to play for as well. You know, if you go down in a match, you can look at the sidelines, see everyone who's there to support you and to cheer you on. And it definitely, it's factor 16, you know, the support from the sideline really is a real thing.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be forgotten as well, like, it's now Breed Camogie and O'Loughlin, but there doesn't seem to be any kind of friction there that I see anyway. You seem to be sort of supporting each other as much as you can.
Yeah, definitely. In the women's anyway, can't speak for the men, but I think it's the same. Our management teams on both sides, so Seamus and Johnny Tallon, who's over at Naifried, are so good. Like, they're constantly in contact, I know, and they try their best to, you know, everyone wants to train, everyone wants to work hard, and I suppose you always want your own sports come first, but they're very good, they're very understanding. Yeah.
Listen, looking forward to the weekend. You're going to go into the game as favourites. I don't know if the bookies have you down as listed, but certainly in my eyes, I was very impressed with you against Ben Carrington around the group game. You have to be favourites going in. Would you agree?
Yeah, I suppose, like, considering we did beat them in the championship round, I suppose that's only fair. But, you know, a team like Ben Carrington Ryland, we've huge respect for them. We know them so well. You just can never, ever let your guard down against them. Do you know, if you do, it's not going to go turn out well for you. So I think won't really be thinking about favourites or not favourites. We're just going to go out and play as hard as we can. Hard work is what wins finals.
2 years ago, I think they beat you.
They did.
And Seamus McLean, talking to the manager there last Friday, he's more or less expressed the same sentiments as yourself, that if you don't perform, and I would certainly, I'd like to think that Bennett Carrington Riley would perform a lot better than they did that night out in O'Loughlin.
Yeah, I think so. I think so as well. I obviously can't speak for them, but I think that they have a lot more than they showed that night. I think we were, and as a team, O'Loughlin, we played very well that day. So, you know, on Saturday, genuinely anything could happen. Like, you look at Bennett Carrington Ryland, the likes of Cleadany Hay, Elaine Ware, Ruth Birmingham, like, they have a super, super group of players. So we'll definitely be ready for them, hopefully. But you just can never tell what way it's going to go.
Yeah, funny enough, I saw you both sides play against Aroge, and you demolished Aroge, and they didn't. Now, I felt Aroge were a far better side than the morning game, I think it was, that they played Ben Carrington Ryland. I thought they were a completely different side. I didn't look too closely at the names now. I just didn't bother going back in. But they were a completely different side. Even if their names were the same, they were very good that day against Ben Carrington Ireland and pushed them the whole way, where you just, I don't know, nothing happened for Aroge that night, and you were very good.
Yeah, I think we got off to quite a good start against Aroge, whereas I know when they played against Ben Carrington Ireland, I think they score a goal in the first few minutes.
They scored.
Set them up really well. But Aroge have some super players. They're a team that's really been up and coming recently. The likes of Adele Hayden, Aoife Hayden, you know, they're really doing well, I think.
Yeah, I think Elaine Ware didn't even start that day for Ben Carrington Ireland, so that shows what strength they have in depth.
Yeah, oh, serious depth. Yeah, they have a few really good young players that I would have played county with this year as well coming up.
Yeah, I got on with fairly well at county level. You're able to park your differences.
Yeah, I suppose so. Like, I guess at this stage we'd be used to it. Like, the few of us that play with O'Loughlin, who play for county, we've been playing for a long time as well, probably since 2016 when I started playing senior for O'Loughlin. So you get used to it, you know, you see them in there and yeah, you're kind of, you know, we're very, very friendly. We have huge respect for them as well. But I suppose when you go onto the field, they're an opposition that you want to beat. Like, so it's,
yeah.
But it's nice.
No,
and they're
no,
super,
no.
Yeah.
you expect that rivalry, and when you go out there, you expect to be hit hard, and you're expected to hit hard as well, but you're also expected to play the ball and, I suppose, do the right thing, for use of a better word.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Camogie, are you? That was an easy enough win. Both sides, yeah, and they're breeds. You know, you came so close to Meishan last year. So the two of you are on a mission. It was finally settled at the weekend. It was probably predictable enough that you were both going to meet in the final. Looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, really excited for that one now. We had a huge challenge now in playing St Mullins in the semi-final there on Saturday. St Mullins have put in a massive shift this year, so I think the score doesn't really reflect how tough of a match that was on Saturday. They did really well, but we're really excited for Meishan now. We bet them in the group stage there a few weeks ago, so I suppose we'll be going in with a little bit more confidence than usual. But look, they've won 23 in a row now, is it, for a reason?
Yeah,
they're a super
yeah.
tied, so we'll have to be hurling well.
Yeah, they're a side that sort of they seem to slip in one or two players every year. You think that they're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Look, I was talking to watching Bridge Nolan. She's heading off traveling, and but she's, it's so important for her. But she still said to me at the weekend, she says, "No, I'm waiting for the Camogie final." So it means a lot to
it does,
both.
yeah,
Sides.
it means a lot to both sides, yeah.
Listen, it's
yeah.
great to talk to you, Niamh. And listen, as I would have said to Cleona last week, the best of luck. I hope you get a performance, and what it will be.
Thank you. Thanks for making time for us as well.
Busy
all week now between the bends.
It'll be a great week coming up. A lot of things happening.
Yeah.